But first, it's the return of football season, which means it's the return Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock of Intentional Grounding with Robert Wolanski and David Moore, our football program here throughout the fall on The Ticket. And Jake, I understand that that means that it's also the return of Intentional Grounding promos.
That's correct. We sort of reviewed these last year around this time. We don't really do these as much on the station anymore. We may bring them back for football season, but typically going into a break on bad radio, you might hear George say, hey, coming up tomorrow morning on the Musers at 7:55, we award the e-break. That's tomorrow on the Musers. Mm-hmm. That's it, you know, 8 to 10 seconds, just a quick refresher of what's on the show tomorrow. It's a familiar voice. But then when David and Robert started doing Intentional Grounding, they're only on once a week, and it's only an hour. So they really want to scratch and claw for every bit of airtime they can get, rightfully so. And their promos would be a little bit longer. Here's one of the ones from last year. It sounds a little bit funky because it's actually a replay, but let's see.
Hi, it's Robert Wolanski.
Again, these are usually about 10 seconds.
Hi, it's Robert Wolanski, and it's Wednesday night, one of the most special Wednesday nights of the year. It's an intentional grounding before Thanksgiving. David Moore and me tonight when we ask many questions about the Philadelphia game. Among them,
see, usually you would just ask the. We're going to ask these questions. That's tomorrow night, but right. We're going to tell you the questions.
Among them, are you kidding? Pitbull at halftime? Whose idea was that? Well, it was Charlotte Jones Anderson's, and the executive vice president of the Dallas Cowboys will join us as she does every Wednesday night before Thanksgiving to discuss that questionable musical choice. So join David, Charlotte, and me tonight from 7 to 8 here on The Ticket for Intentional Grounding.
That's 35 seconds. That's four normal promos, and by now we need to break. So being a former board op up here and a producer, I have access to all of the production files. We put the opens together, the spots, and I came across three different Intentional Grounding promos. And I don't know if these just never ran or if we just missed them. So let's just fire off the first one there, Jer, and see what's on the show this week that they were promoting.
Shalom. This is Robert Wolanski, 7/14 of The Ticket's Thinking Man's Cowboys show, Intentional Grounding, heard on the median point of the week, Wednesday night, here on The Ticket. Coming up this week at 7:10, how Dez Bryant's contract negotiations mirror the Greek Eurozone crisis, with Tom Condon, the literal representation of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, and Stephen Jones personifying the role of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, well-renowned for her financial austerity. Then, at 7:30, we visit with Billy Joe Dupree about his recent foray into birdwatching. Tonight, for 60 minutes, from 7 to 8,
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, it's on the ticket. Yeah, it's on the ticket. It's a whole hour.
Another very lengthy promo.
Deep thought into that.
It's pretty interesting, but again, that is kind of their bit. You know, David and Robert are both super, super intelligent guys.
Yeah.
They don't find the cake fart video funny like we do in the afternoon.
No.
They're having a conversation that's a little bit, you know, it's a little more NPR. I think they even actually bill themselves as the NPR, if there was an NPR Cowboys show, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So let's go ahead and listen to this second one here, Jer.
Greetings. This is Robert Wolanski, who, along with my radio attaché, David Moore, hosts the Cowboys cable access show on the radio known as Intentional Grounding, Wednesday night from 7 to 8. Tonight on the showgram, investigating which NFC East team most represents the historic building that once stood at 1611 Main Street in Dallas and was tragically demolished last year.
What's your voice?
7:30. Drawing parallels between the defensive beliefs of linebackers coach Matt Eberflus and the political philosophy that Thomas Aquinas outlined in On Kingship to the King of Cyprus. And finally, at 7:50, Benny Barnes reviews the recent journaling nature course he took at the Craft Guild of Dallas. That's tonight on The Ticket for 70 minutes minus 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
7 to 8.
Yeah.
Boy, the great thing about that, too, is you always incorporate an old cowboy. And
right.
They're very nostalgic and usually, you know, will bring on a former cowboy from back in the day.
Which is really cool for me. I mean,
yeah.
I'm you know, just about to turn 30. I didn't grow up watching these Super Bowl teams of the 70s, so to hear those guys when they're on with them and their thoughts about the game today, fascinating.
Very unnecessary for him to say for 70 minutes minus 10 minutes tonight on the ticket.
You know. All right, we've got one more here. And look, this is just getting ridiculous at this point. Let's listen to our final one.
Salutations, Preference One listeners to this legendary Dallas institution. Sports Radio, half of 26, double five, the ticket. This is, of course, Robert Wolonski, co-host of Intentional Grounding, your home for VSO's verbose sports opinions. On tonight's show, at 10 minutes past 7, we civilly discuss what the decision to let DeMarco Murray leave for Philly says about the evolution of heteronormative gender roles in our current society.
That doesn't make any sense.
Then at 7:30, our hot new game show, where David and I match up each member of the Cowboys offensive line with the post-Soviet state their personality most accurately reflects.
We finish stretch
at 7:50 with Charlotte Anderson previewing the new Hatch Chili Queso that will be available at Cowboys Stadium this year. Intentional Grounding, coming up a fortnight minus 2 weeks plus 5 hours from now on the ticket.
So tonight?
That's so
that's
tonight, I think, yeah.
I notice a trend that often that last segment is not as highbrow as the first two.
Right.
Chili Queso. Man, well, thanks for digging those up, Jake. I'm glad you have access to those things that maybe we don't.
And I'm going to listen to all that, so not a shot.
Man, that is awesome. All right.